Good evening and welcome. I'm Kathy, tonight's co-host for the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron has planned a special experience for us tonight. The program is called 12th Source Energy. You're going to experience the deep peace from true light as Ron shares the 12 source energies that created the universe of light and energized our bodies. Later in the broadcast, Ron talks about time, what they are, and what the aliens are bringing to the planet starting this year. Log on to Ron's website, Creation Light Tips, to hear his free sample healings, learn about upcoming speaking engagements, and register for upcoming teleconference healing sessions. First, Ron is going to activate the light being with peace energy. It can be found on his host page. Then he is going to provide three healings we can all benefit from. So let's bring Ron on now. Hi, Ron. It's good to be here again on Contact Talk Radio.
Here again, another Wednesday. So this is the first Wednesday of the month of January, a new year. And hopefully you people stayed on the 2012 timeline and didn't get into 2013 because just don't want to be there because there's a lot of new weird things happening with the new energies coming in. And it might be stated also from other people about a new dimensional shift or something happening, which is probably what it would be as the clone replicas come in more and more. And just kind of watch, and if you're on last year's timeline, then you're going to be able to visually see weird things happening. So anyway, maybe we can talk about that on the next show, possibly. If anybody wants to send questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, maybe we could include that in next week's topics and information. Oh, we'll energize the light beam, bring it up on your screen. And if you need to go to, like, the host page here or also the Creation Light Shift page. So here we go. Count to 10 to energize the light beam with peace energy. And that's all the source is peace. No judgment, just strictly peace. That's why you want to do the mind-to-heart drop to become peaceful. Drop it into your hearts and also bring it in the light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Feel the energy from the light beam coming through to you. And it's just basic peace energy, which is what source energy is. And that should make you feel very peaceful. So back to you, Kathy.
That does feel very peaceful. And it's going to be great to have the light being up while we experience the calm energies of the 12 source energies. And some people even say they see it shimmer when it's activated. So the next thing we're going to do is some healings. Usually we do them at the half hour, but because the 12 source takes a while, we don't want to give up that. Ron wants to do the healings first. So the first healing in general is for anxiety. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, here we go. Anxiety clearing, and this could be for anything that you're experiencing as far as anxiety. So think of something. Remember, the light sees you always as perfect. Doesn't judge you, but you got to judge yourself to have something released from you. So here we go. Think of an anxiety that you're dealing with right now. And I'll just count to 10 to release it. I'll count to 2. 1 and 2, it's gone. That way we'll speed the show up a little bit here. If you want to think of a second anxiety, we'll do that here. So here we go, counting. 1 and 2, and that one's released. Now, sometimes I'll just click my fingers. It works the same, but a lot of people need a little bit of reassurance that something is happening because their mind's kind of looking to see what I'm doing. They can't ever figure it out, but it just happens that way. So back to you, Kathy.
I'm sure there's a lot of anxiety people can clear if they can think of things. For example, since it's been December, we all did a lot of spending, maybe, and we're anticipating our bills. So that's a thought.
Welcome.
And then the next one you were going to do was for perhaps heartache and grief over loved ones who were alive, holidays, or having to face another year without them.
Okay. So, yeah, you might have a situation where somebody was with you in, 2011 Christmas, and now it's past 2012, and you went through that event, maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever it would be, and they just weren't there, and you might kind of have a situation of grief. So here we go. I'm going to release some grief energies. This one feels pretty heavy for the listening audience, so I'll do this a little bit longer here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how that's helping you out there. Remember, this should take away that one particular charge that you're dealing with. Remember, you could have hundreds, if not thousands of these, but this is the one that you are focusing on. That's all that I can release from you on these sample clearings. So back to you, Kathy.
You said that was a pretty heavy clearing, so maybe we could follow it up with another one similar where you do a timeline crash of sadness or maybe the feeling of missing the loved ones, such as maybe even a pet or a family who is born above us and still in our lives.
Okay, so just think of that, everybody. And if we did a physical person, maybe you can think of a pet that, have had in your life. That would work, too. Maybe you grew up with a dog when you were 10 years of age and it died maybe 5 years later. And you kind of think about it and see your pictures of the dog sitting on your lap when you were a child, and that could bring forth maybe some sadness in you also. So here we go. Very similar clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that feels very, very good. I'm sure, hoping that other people will feel that too and have this relief that you've offered us. So next, Ron is going to give us the opportunity to feel the 12 source energies that created the universe of light. He's going to allow a few minutes her energy, and so you might want to stop what you're doing, and this is a good time to relax and just focus and sit with the energy. So, Ron, maybe you could just explain a little bit before you start in with the first one.
Yeah, the 12 source energies, initially it was one, then it divided itself off into two, then it went into 12, basically, and that's what creates everything, so... the energies are, in theory, all the same, but they sort of have a little different role. I can't exactly tell you what the role is that they have, but they are very, very similar. But they needed to have maybe more help in different areas or something like that. So in the manifestation of light and how they create, each one has a specialized energy. And you are made up of each one of those 12 energies. So some people actually feel the energies of a certain number a little stronger than others. Doesn't mean that that's a problem for you, that you're lacking it. just means that it's re-energizing you. Everything works through your spirit. So this is great for a spirit healing, too. And here we go. So I'm going to look at the clock here to try to get started. We can kind of keep a sense here of time. And we'll probably do each energy maybe 3 minutes here I'm looking at. So here we go. Source energy number one. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And just kind of just sit back and relax. And just let this energy run through your spirit, and then it'll go into your body and help out a healing for you. Okay, we'll bring in number two energy, number two source energy. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Be back in about 3 minutes. remember, three source energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Bring in the next source energy, and this one is number four. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Okay, let's do number five, source energy. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Source energy number six. One, two, three, four, and five. Thank you. number 7 source energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number 8, source energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 9 source energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Energy number 10. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. Source Energy number 11. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, everybody, feel how the energies are there. That's the 12 source energies. Like most people, I would assume that you're probably melted, maybe in your chair or just laying down, feel very peaceful. So this is the way it is. This is source energy that created you, and you're a part of each one of these 12 energies. So, I'll see if Kathy's awake out there. Maybe she's sleeping. I don't know, but are you out there, Kathy? Very relaxed, probably.
You're right. It feels very quiet and serene in my mind and my body. I did sense a change of energy from the start. I just feel so peaceful. My heart feels more open, relaxed. So this has been wonderful, feeling the source energy from the true light, from source energy. And as you said earlier, this awakens us more to ourselves through feeling the 12 source energies. And you said they were a little bit similar to each other, not that distinct.
Yeah, myself, they're all the same. I don't feel any differences, but some people might feel one more than another. But remember, you're in the moment completely. So if you try to look back on each energy right now, you will just realize that it's kind of like a big blur to you, in a sense that you're not going to be able to focus on anything that happened as you're in the now energy of source energy. And you're not on any timeline but the true timeline of source energy. This is what happens when I bring these energies in. Well, Kathy, I guess we got a few minutes here. I don't really want to take people too much out of their heart center. They're probably very relaxed.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate.
Maybe we could just, I'll just talk about the upcoming event on Sunday here. So we have on the website, creationlightship.com, go there. And on the very top, we're doing energies for the next 12 months of this year, starting in January. And the call starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time. It's on Sunday. It's a call that will be 4 hours in length, I believe. And we do water charging, so you can have 7 containers of water. Most people get 1-gallon containers. You mark them 1 through 7. If you happen to be absentee and you can only be on part of it, if you can't come on the last part, then just mark your water bottles 1 through 7. It will automatically be charged up for you. And then you have 1 container of water for each day of the week. And it will start on Monday then, the day after the call. You just run all the energies through you that the Lightship source energy is going to be bringing in next year. And it'll be pretty close to what's coming in. The light's only in the now, so nothing is really in stone, but it'll give you a good approximation of what that energy is going to be like. And we have people who do like to kind of write down what they want to manifest during the year. So you can make your little sheet up of what you may want to do. And you could probably match that up with the energies that will be coming in. So we've been doing this call for quite a few years now. And it's just a wonderful call. Very, very peaceful. On a conference call line. And you don't have to be tethered to your phone. You can be out driving around even and experiencing this. But it will be very, very peaceful, much like tonight. So it's a $20 conference call. Hope to have you on it, everybody. And we'll just bring Kathy up here. We got about a minute or two to go here. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Just wanted to remind everyone that you could check Ron's host page and blog for posts and videos and event information that he just talked about for the January 6th teleconference and all kinds of things relating to his Contact Talk radio programs to enhance understanding of the topics we discussed. He has some new videos and photos and events on his calendar. Ron, I do feel very serene, and I see other people have really appreciated this with the music, just having it nice and quiet like that. I want to thank Contact Talk Radio, our producer, Kira, for keeping the music going for us, for orchestrating this. And also thank you to Ron for really helping us with this healing process. So our bodies are healing during this time of the 12 source energies. Will this last throughout the evening, Ron, or was it just in the now?
Yeah, it's in the now, so the more you don't think, the better off you are, and you can enjoy this energy. You may want to take your phone off the hook, go to bed, and just relax. So everybody, we'll close off the program here. So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everyone, for being with us, and we'll see you later next week. Blessings. Good night, everybody.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.